When you've made a blunder, I mean a really bad one, it's one thing to believe that God's forgiven you. It's another thing entirely to be able to accept that forgiveness, to in effect, forgive yourself. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I was chatting with someone recently who'd made some monumental blunders in her life. Now, she believes with all her heart in Jesus, serves him diligently, lays all her gifts and abilities on his altar. But it was plain as day that she couldn't let go of these mistakes, which in fact lay many decades in the past. So I challenged her. I know you know, but do you really know? And clearly in her heart of hearts, the answer was no. Yeah, sure, she knew the theory. She knew that by believing in Jesus, she was forgiven. But she hadn't received that forgiveness. The chains that bound her hadn't been broken. And if perhaps you're in that place, if maybe you still have some self-unforgiveness that binds you, the bad news is that nothing I say can break them. But the good news is that when God speaks, his power is unleashed and chains are broken. So let's hear him speak in power. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. If we say that we have no sin, we're fooling ourselves and the truth isn't in us. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can trust God to do this. He always does what's right. He'll make us clean from all the wrong things we've done. So, may he break the chains that bind you today by his Spirit and his Word, because that is indeed his Word, fresh for you today. Friend, let's be very clear about this. Jesus died and rose again that you might live your life in victory, in freedom. That's why I'd love to share more of God's Word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The Word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive His Word.